Hello everyone, welcome back to the LSD podcast. If you're new here, welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Lesedi Sarema and I am your one and only host. For those who are new here, this is the LSD podcast, as in my name without the vowels and not the drug. I feel like it's been really difficult for me to define what the podcast is and does and talks about, because I feel like in the past I felt like it would be too constricting, but it is important, especially when like I tell people, oh yeah, I have a podcast, which is not something I'm eager to do. You know what I mean? But like, it's a big part of my passion and it's something I really do enjoy doing. So I feel like I would be doing a disservice by not speaking about it and being open about it. But like, yeah, I found it really difficult to define it because it's, I feel like then it's constricting. But I've thought about it a lot, and not I've decided, but it's kind of like had a life of its own kind of thing. Like, it has created itself, so to speak. But on the LSD podcast, we essentially speak about growth, healing. We speak about relationships, platonic, romantic, from the perspective of me, a 20-something-year-old, as well as some of my guests who span from different walks of life. Yeah, in the little description on like Apple Podcasts and stuff, I say that it's like an audio or video podcast where me and my guests talk about uncomfortable topics or non-traditional topics. Oh yeah, uncomfortable topics in a non-traditional way, and we act, me and my guest, we act as cautionary tales for whoever is seeking to hear a cautionary tale, you know? So yeah, that's essentially what it is, you know? I'm just here to talk, I'm just here to kind of like give advice to whoever might need it. The way I've been describing it recently has been, it's me giving people advice or just like spreading my truth or telling my story, in a way that I wish I would have heard someone like spreading that knowledge and that truth when I was younger. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, I was gonna say I'm like the big sister I like everyone would wish they had, or I wish I would have had, but I have two older sisters, so I'm not gonna say that. But yeah, it's essentially just me, it really is just me like telling my story and allowing other people, or like even other people allowing me to like unpack their story on this here platform, you know? And it's great. I've been really enjoying it so far. It's taught me a lot about life. It's taught me a lot about myself. I don't think people understand how much just like speaking is healing. Yeah, this podcast has healed me in a way that I never would have thought. And because I've been committed to self, what's it called? Like character development, just like I've been committed to self-betterment that's the word I was looking for. I've been committed to self-betterment for, I want to say like 3-4 years. 3-4 years. I've been committed to just like being a better person and being the best version of myself I can be for like 4 years. And that would entail just like going to therapy getting to know my inner child healing, just all the trendy words. Like every word that you hear on TikTok, that. And I think, yeah, I've been from the outside looking in when people do mention those words, those like trendy, ooh, inner child healing, ooh, 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 shadow work, ooh, ooh, ooh. It's like, yeah, from the outside looking in, you're like, wow, that's really interesting. Wow, that must be so easy. Look at you looking airy and stuff. Wow, look at you. But when you do it, like actually practicing it and like taking action towards like doing those things has been the toughest thing in the world. And I'm just here to like speak on it and tell my truth about it, because yeah, I mean that's not fair to say, because obviously I haven't listened to everything out there on the internet. I haven't listened to every podcast, I haven't heard every story, but for the most part I think that being open and honest and bearing being open and honest and just like, I don't want to say showcasing, but for lack of a better word, showcasing that, or just like showing up as yourself at all times, can be a really confronting thing, can be a really difficult thing, especially for me. I found that it's difficult for me because I am low-key, maybe high-key, a people pleaser. I'm an overachiever, all the easers. So yeah, I've been focused on just like in coming back to self, making sure I have a self to come back to, build myself up and set healthy boundaries so that I can show up for other people, because you have to show up for yourself before you can fill your cup, and then whatever's overflowing, spread it out, you know. Yeah, it's really easy, especially in this constantly triggering world, to spread yourself thin. Which brings me to a video that I saw yesterday. There's a video I saw on Instagram yesterday where the guy in the video, I'll play the video for you guys, but the beginning part has copyrighted music, so try my best to make sure I don't get copyrighted. Which is funny because yesterday I was uploading when you go somewhere else, hold up. I was uploading a video on YouTube yesterday, and I got a copyright strike. And I for a long time I've been like, okay, I don't care if I get a copyright strike, because my channel isn't even monetized, so at this point I don't care. But also I don't care mostly because the music that I use is very intentional. Like, it takes me ages to pick music for my videos, so whenever I do get a copyright strike, I'm like, if the video won't get deleted, it is what it is. Let me just put it out, because it means more to me for the music to be in there where it needs to be, with the beat, with the video, with ambiance. It does something for the video, so much so that I don't care if when I do monetize my channel I don't get money from it, you know what I mean? But yeah, what was I saying? Yeah, I was watching a video on Instagram and it has copyrighted content. I'll play it for you guys. But in the beginning, it was like a clickbaity type of controversial. The guy in the video said like a clickbaity controversial comment right at the beginning. He said it's scientifically proven that girls with long hair girls with long hair are more attractive than girls with short hair. And then he went on to say that, like, yeah, I believe that because it's true. Like, girls with long hair, ooh. And I remember as soon as I heard that part of the video, I was like, like, I immediately had an emotional reaction to what he said, which was just like a negative. I was like, what are you talking about? But let me actually play the rest of the video for you guys. Cause he's spitting.
Statistically proven that girls with long hair. There's just something about long hair. And the funny thing is, that's not even true. I don't believe in it either. But I said it, and now, based on who you are, you're probably having some kind of emotional reaction to it. This is an extreme and clickbaity example that I don't like to use, but I feel like it perfectly sums up why scrolling through an endless sea of garbage videos is so exhausting. This is one of the great modern struggles for people my age and younger. We were all just thrown into this world of digital communication without any knowledge or tools of how to mentally defend ourselves. And it's not a political reference. I'm just talking about your own mental well-being. Because when I said girls with long hair are more attractive, you made an assumption about yourself or the world based off of something that was designed to capture your attention. And that's not right. As you scroll and you're exposed to all these different ideas, big or small, just keep that in mind.
Yeah. That was a video. Not me throwing my phone, like I won't need it. Yeah, I agree with a lot of what he said in that video. Which I don't think 2-3 months ago I would have. Maybe I would have like agreed with some, but not most, because I was still deep into, oh, I just like why are you deeping it that much? Like, it's not that deep. Like, I'm just scrolling through Instagram, I'm just scrolling through TikTok. It's not that deep. It's just entertainment. It's just time filler. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Like, I would have, I think 2-3 months ago, 4-5 months ago, I would have probably disputed a lot of what he said, because I would have been so deep into the world of ingesting a lot of information, you know. And we talk about it a lot in like uni and stuff, when you make reports or do statistical work. Like, information overload is a real thing, and I sense that this video does invite a lot of fear, which I don't think is the intention at all. It's also not my intention, like, in putting it out there or speaking about it, but like, it's worth saying that we do come across a lot of things on a daily. Like, there's never been a time like now where everything is so easily accessible. Like, you literally have the world at your fingertips, and at in a millisecond you could see, not a millisecond, but like, you could, in 1 minute you could see 10 videos. Do you know how crazy that is? And even outside of that, because I'm thinking specifically about TikTok, even outside of that, like things are being thrown in our faces at all times. Every day it's look, care about this. Like, YouTube videos, not YouTube videos, YouTube ads. Hey, look, this is something that you should care about. Don't you want to buy this? Get interested into this. It's like, how can you not, at the end of the day, be exhausted because you've been forced to look at so many things and so care about so many things? And the reason why I'm saying 4-5 months ago, I probably wouldn't have agreed the way I do, is because I think that it's easier to see like a bad habit that you've built once you're far removed from the habit. And I saw this when I can't breathe. I noticed that that was true at the beginning of the year. I don't know how many of you guys are in like the Christian community, but at the beginning of the year, most Christians like fast. And fasting is a personal like experience. It's personal to you and your relationship with God. But for the most part, people do like fast for 40 days, some people for 21 days, some people for there's so many different ways. And the way that I did it is I'm not saying this is the way to do it at all. I would have probably done it differently. I would probably do it differently next year or the year after that or the year after that. But at the beginning of the year, I decided the thing that I would withhold from indulging in would be coffee. And at the time, I don't think I realized how much coffee was a big part of my life. I just knew that, okay, one thing that I do take in every single day is coffee. And so maybe I should stop taking that in for 40 days, you know? So yeah, I decided I'm not gonna drink coffee for 40 days. And only after the fasting, I realized that I low-key had a coffee addiction. I low-key had a caffeine addiction, and I didn't even realize. And if I hadn't taken the break, that 40-day break without coffee, I don't think I would have ever stopped, or I would have ever realized how much it was not taking over my life, but it's not like I was fiending. I wasn't fiending. But it was bad. It was bad. Yeah, just to give an example, I would wake up and have my morning coffee, which is light, which is normal, you know. Cup of coffee in the morning. Don't talk to me before I've had my cup of coffee in the morning. I'm joking. But yeah, I would have my morning coffee, light work. And then, because I go to the gym, I'm a gym babe, muscle mommy, you know the vibes. I would take pre-workout not long after the morning coffee, by the way. And the way that pre-workout works is like, if it's your first time trying it, they do recommend that you take half a scoop, you know? Half a scoop. Once you feel like, okay, half a scoop, light work, a full scoop, you know? And I had gone to the gym long enough to where I felt like I could up my intake. I don't think I needed to, but in my head I was like, let me just try. I went from one full scoop to like one and a half, two scoops. And that would be normal if that was my only caffeine intake. But I remember I had had a cup of coffee in the morning. Crazy. But it makes sense because yeah, okay, you have all of this caffeine in and you're going to work it all into the gym. You know, you are exerting a lot of energy and you're making use of that stimulus, you know. But the problem now was when I experienced the come down. Guys. The come down was the worst thing. Like, have you ever imagined being so tired that you can't even sleep? I would be so tired at night, wouldn't be able to sleep, and just cry. I'd be crying because I'm like, I'm so tired. I just want to sleep. I'm so tired. And it's crazy because even in that moment, I didn't think Okay, maybe we should slow down on the coffee. Maybe we should chill out. Nothing, like, I didn't think of like reducing my caffeine intake, and maybe then I would be tired enough to fall asleep and not like yo ha ah. But yeah, I'm saying all that to say that, like, it's easier to see, not only see, but I guess to take action, to see that you've built an unhealthy habit, and so take action when you are far removed from the habit. And that's the case with anything. Like, if I'm searching for veins on my arm, on my hand, I can't see them if my hand is this close, you know? I need to pull my hand away and assess, you know? And that is the case with everything. I don't know if you guys know this or if you've seen this, but I have a tattoo on my arm, which I feel like ties into the whole, like, looking at things from afar so that you can change chat, you know. This was my first ever tattoo. I do have a video on when I got it. I think it was like 4 or 5 years ago, I'm not sure, but the video is on my YouTube channel. The tattoo says perspective. It says perspective with the letters like facing different directions, excuse me. And it was my first tattoo ever. And at the time when I got it, same thing with the whole, like, you won't realize you've built a bad habit or you're in a bad place until you've come out of it. I believe during that time, I was in a bad place. And and the thing about, like, I don't want this to be, like, the case with all tattoos ever. I don't speak for every single person with a tattoo, but the way that I, because I've had this tattoo for a long time, and I'm now at a better place to be able to assess what was happening during that time, what could have led me to get something like that, why a tattoo, you know, like, it was 4 or 5 years ago. I'm so far removed from that place in my life that, like, I can see it clearly. I can see clearly what was happening. So, yeah, the way that I understand that time of my life, or what was happening during that time of my life, is I think I was feeling a lot of pain internally. Wait, no. The opposite, maybe. I believe I wasn't feeling anything, and I was thinking, like, you know when you feel pain and you're almost numb to it because you're like, okay, here we go again. Damn, here we go again. I'm also, like, as I'm speaking, like, do I want to put this up on the internet? But yeah, it was like, okay, I'm feeling pain inside. Maybe if I try to feel pain outside, I'll just feel some endorphins, something. And obviously I didn't have, like, that wasn't the way I was thinking back then. I was just not acting out, but I was just doing whatever I thought could help my situation. Or it was just like, oh, this looks nice, let me get it. But now that I'm far removed, I can assess the situation fully. I feel like I'm repeating myself. But yeah, I got the tattoo. It was a really fun experience. It's not something I regret. And also, like, I'm aware that if that wouldn't have happened, I wouldn't be where I am now. And I'm happy where I am now. I've been watching a lot of podcasts, plural, which is dope, because the type of podcasts I've been watching now are, like, people I look up to, like, people who I feel like are definitely changing my outlook on life and creativity and work and discipline and self-betterment and health and dot dot dot, like the list could go on and on and on. But yeah, I definitely years ago wouldn't have been interested in watching 3-hour podcasts speaking about like breaking these people break down topics in a way that I aim to but struggle to, because I find it so hard to complete a sentence. But yeah, I was watching a podcast episode where it was an interview that David Cho did. I don't know if you guys know David Cho, but he's an artist. He's a lot of things, but I think artist is at the forefront of the work he does. And I remember like opening the episode, and like I feel like the beginning of a podcast episode is where you assess the energy. As the interviewer, as the person being interviewed, as well as the viewer, like you assess in the first 5 minutes, you assess people's body language, the way that people speak, that energy, are they excited to be here? Yeah, that's what I was doing. And immediately I sensed that the interviewer in his speech sounded a lot like a therapist, almost like the way that he described things, or the way that he assessed the person he was interviewing and was able to communicate those assessments, was I was like, whoa. But even with that being said, I realized in that moment, the way that he was describing the person he's interviewing, I realized in that moment why people don't want to go on podcasts. Because it's like, not only are you confronted with your own ideas, but someone is actively perceiving your ideas as they are happening. I love it though. But yeah, there's something that the interviewer said that I feel like can apply to every single person out there and does confront a lot of what I was speaking about when I was getting my tattoo type of thing. Like, yeah, let me just read the thing. Yeah, just for context, I'll also link the video in the description of this video, but just for context, David Cho was speaking about his like lowest points, almost, quote unquote, and how he was like acting out, and it was really just a cry for help because he was suffering, and he felt like a suffering artist is a most success, like suffering brings out his best art, so he wanted to keep suffering type of thing. But yeah, and then the interviewer Rich Rowe said, and beneath it all is this child who is deeply sensitive and naturally very empathetic, who has trouble processing all of the emotional stimuli that the world is throwing at him, compensates for that through all manner of behavior and creating all kinds of chaos, only to return to this place where he has to heal himself so that he can embrace his natural tendency toward empathy and celebrate his sensitivity. I feel like that perfectly rounds up this whole episode, because at the beginning I was talking about, what was I talking about at the beginning? Yeah, I don't remember exactly what I was talking about, but I feel like this quote, or what Rich Roll says, perfectly like ties in every single thing I said in this episode, because like at the core of it all, we're really just like sensitive people, and like there's a deep part of us that's suffering just because existing brings a lot of suffering with it, but even we suffer even more because of the outward stimuli, the things that we interact with, the videos that are pushed into our faces, and having to care about so many things all of the time, that we do act out and we do cause chaos. But that's really just a cry for help. That's really just like a call to heal and come back to that sensitive person and embrace those sensitive feelings. Yeah, that's a good, like, that's a good note to end on, I feel like. Thank you guys so much for watching, listening, wherever you're watching or listening to this. I appreciate every single one of you guys. I hope you enjoyed the video. I hope you enjoyed the video enough to like and subscribe. You know, don't forget to like and subscribe. Share with whoever you feel like needs to hear this. This is one of the more healing, I feel like, episodes. And I feel like this is one of the episodes that was easy to record, because most times I'm like struggling to speak, struggling to communicate my thoughts. But this was just perfect. I loved this. Yeah, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you guys. Live your life, do it right, turn on the light. I'll catch you on the next episode, and the one after that, and the one after that, and the one after that. Love you. Bye.